question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
You know, we're always looking for different ways to expand the content of the show and engage as many of you as possible. I know our team is often explaining to people that we're a lot more than just travel. We're really a lifestyle show in so many ways. So we're going to see how this goes. As for our G-Block, we're going to go out the world of travel through the Harlem Globetrotters. And we're sponsored by Babbel.com/Carrie.
Yeah, all right. So learning a new language can definitely feel intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Here's a great way to invest in yourself or your family. And again, I do think it can be intimidating to learn a new language. There's concerns about the level of difficulty, of course, the time commitment. But thanks to Babbel.com/Carrie, the number one selling language learning app, the whole process is going to be addictively fun, fast, and easy. I've done it myself, and I've really enjoyed the experience. What I really like is that they teach in bite-sized 15-minute language lessons for real-world use.
It's also a successful way to help get your kids a jump over their peers at school. It makes a terrific gift item, too. These teaching methods, they've been scientifically proven to be effective. You can choose from 14 different languages, plus their speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and your accent. Comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee, and right now our show fans will save up to 65% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. I think I would probably need to investigate this a little further, but I do think when it comes to sports-related world travel, the Harlem Globetrotters just may be the leaders when it comes to earning their frequent flyer miles. They'd say that at least they're at the top of that list for sure. So for nearly 100 years now, they've been showcasing their unique form of basketball and entertaining fans and spectators around the world. As we head to that show hotline, joining us to talk about this special group of athletes and world travelers is veteran player Corey Thunder Law.
Thunder, nice to connect with you today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Well, it is great to have you here with us today. You know, Thunder, what I find remarkable is the Harlem Globetrotters, they've traveled to over, I think, 125 different countries or so and territories.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, you're all world famous. I realize the pandemic has caused some changes, but I'm curious to know what you enjoy most about being able really to perform for crowds, not only in the USA, but really internationally as well.
Oh, man. Wow. So for me, that's honestly a dream come true, especially being a basketball player growing up and having dreams and aspirations of becoming a professional basketball player. But it's like I'm living two dreams, because being able to travel around the world, entertain so many beautiful people, put smiles on millions of faces, and give back to communities all over the world and play basketball, it's a dream come true.
That's what the Globetrotters do in terms of really spreading smiles to everybody. We've enjoyed several performances from you guys over the years with our kids. Thunder, like so many live performances over the past year and a half, the pandemic certainly caused the Harlem Globetrotters as well to halt events for about a year. But you're all back in 2021 with this reimagined Spread Game Tour. So just give us, I know that we want to encourage people to travel and go see you guys around the cities, but just give us an idea of what this Spread Game Tour is all about.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, we've had a year and some change, 16 months to rebrand ourselves and take on a whole new live performance, if you want to call it, show. It's amazing. This Spread Game Tour is different from the last 95 years. We're going to be in the crowds giving just black excellence, entertainment like never seen before, high flying dunks, bringing smiles, and it's going to be a beautiful thing.
So you got some
basketball wizardry, and it's exciting. I could talk about this all day.
So you got you got some new tricks in there for us.
Oh yeah, I don't want to give too much.
No, right.
Game tour, it's going to be crazy. It's exciting.
And this,
it was just so. Go ahead.
No, so this is you're going domestically in North America. I see you're going to Boston. You're going to be in Connecticut.
Absolutely.
You're going to be in Green.
I saw Spain in there too, though.
Spain. Yeah, you're going internationally too, right?
Yeah. I couldn't wait, and I just got the call about a week ago that I'm going to be going to Spain. So I'm leaving to go to Spain on Tuesday.
That's right. My
favorite place to play in the world. The fans, they're going to be standing the whole game every time we go to
Madrid. Well, you're going to eat well over there, Thunder, that's for sure.
Going to eat amazing. I can't eat too much. I can't eat too much, but, you know, I got to be able to perform and spread that game. But,
yeah.
It's 17,000 fans standing up the whole game, just screaming. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Well, I hear your passion. It sounds exciting. So I think it started in July. What's the reaction been from the fans? What are you guys noticing? I'm sure the fans are so happy to just be out watching you guys again. You've been with the team for 8 years. What's the reaction?
It's been a little different, but you can see the excitement with all the protocols and the face masks and things like that. We want to make sure everybody's safe. But the thing that I do miss the most, we have autograph sessions after the game, and that's when you're able to hug and touch and see the fans up close and personal. And, you know, with the protocols and things like that, we really haven't been able to do that. But during the show, the fans, you can see the excitement, the joy. I mean, I never thought I would be able to see people actually smile through a mask. And, like, we can actually see the smiles and the excitement and the joy through the mask. So it's a beautiful thing.
Well, so, Thunder, I want to go back to almost how I started, because I read somewhere that as a kid, you always wanted to see the Globetrotters, but you never got a chance.
Never could go.
Yeah,
never
so, I mean, go. You know, but that's clearly changed for you in a major way, and now you're an important part of the team. So what are some things that have really surprised you from being a fan back then to now actually being a Harlem Globetrotter and being able to go around and perform worldwide?
It's amazing. And I say it's amazing because, like, all the things you hear about the Globetrotters is just so true. I mean, you'll never hear a bad thing about a Globetrotter. There's always happy people. And I can remember my very first day at training camp. And I remember seeing Big Easy play on TV. He's retired now. But I remember seeing those two guys on Amazing Race when I'm in high school and in middle school. And just to see those guys and how passionate they are and how much they actually genuinely love people and bring in joy. And then to realize I'm a part of that now, it was like a surreal moment.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because you guys really do have this amazing ability to connect, but also really just kind of lead and be great examples for all your fans. And bar none, you've done a fabulous job over the years. Always love the Globetrotters. I would like to ask you about what kind of impact you think that you guys have had on the actual game of basketball, because certainly fans have you guys to thank for making the jump shot and the slam dunk popular in modern day basketball. I love the sport. I grew up playing basketball. How do you think it's influenced the modern day game of basketball?
Oh, man. I mean, I think the Globetrotters definitely changed and revolutionized the game. And today we see, I mean, you see guys like Steph Curry shooting those long shots. The Harlem Globetrotters, we have something called the four-point line where we shoot from 35 feet from the basket. You know, the trick passes and the flashy ball handling skills. You see, we got guys like Curly Neal. Everybody knows who Curly Neal is. He was one of the greatest, if not the greatest, ball handler alongside with Marcus Haynes and those guys. And we can keep going. Guys like Wilt Chamberlain, who just came in and dominated a year with the Globetrotters and then went and become one of the best big men in the NBA. The list goes on. The Globetrotters has definitely changed the game in a better way. And we're able to connect to so many people around the world. And, you know, the Globetrotters are people's first introduction to basketball. And that's what's amazing. And it's been like that for 95 years now.
Yeah, I think that's well put. And, you know, Thunder, something I want to talk about really for you, I realize there are all the Globetrotters there, but you have 4 Guinness World Records. They're all impressive feats. But I'd say, frankly, you know, you just mentioned the four-point line and all of that, but I'd say making the farthest shot on record backwards from a distance of over 82 feet, it got my attention.
Is it 82 feet?
It's a little over 82. It's 82. But if I'm correct, I think a basketball court's around 90 feet long or so. So, I mean, how did it feel to sink that shot?
You know, it's amazing. Like, when I joined the Globetrotters, I found out I had some talent that I didn't know I had, and that was a long shot. Like, so, you know, growing up, you don't practice those things. You practice your free throws.
Right.
And you're lucky enough, the coach might let you shoot a three-pointer. But I remember my very first record, it was the world's longest basketball shot, and that was 109 feet and 9 inches. But Guinness told me someone broke that record, but I got to do my research because I still haven't seen the video.
109 feet.
That is amazing.
The world's longest basketball shot, and that was and I made that record before I played my first game as a Globetrotter.
Wow.
And so that was pretty cool to break a record before I even suited up in my first game.
I'd say the practices with all of you guys, you know, what you do during the performances are great, but the practices must be a lot of fun as you all try to one-up each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to think, we're all the best where we come from. We're all the funniest ones in our family. We're all the class clowns, and so we're always trying to one-up each other. Let alone the practice. This is my favorite, is the locker room and the bus rides. After we check in and see how each other's family's doing and check in and make sure everybody's out, it's nothing but a party and jokes.
I bet those bus rides are fun. I'd love to be a fly on the wall on those bus rides. Before we run out of time, Thunder, last quick question for you. We only have about half a minute left. How seriously do you guys take your role as global ambassadors of goodwill?
Very seriously. And, you know, I don't think any of us took it for granted, but, you know, being off last year and watching the things that was going on in the world, I would say the world needed the Globetrotters. We needed smiles. We needed loves. We needed to reconnect. And that taught me what the Globetrotters are really about. And I'm so excited to get this new spread game tour started and rolling the end of this year, going into next year, because the world needs the Globetrotters. They need great ambassadors like us.
Well, Thunder, amen to that. That's a great play, great way for us to end for sure. Folks, if you want to find out all the locations of the spread game tour, and frankly, all things Harlem Globetrotters, the website is just harlemglobetrotters.com. Thank you very much for your time today, Thunder. Really nice to connect with you, okay?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, take care on that tour. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
All right, Mary, well, that was a lot of fun. He brought the Thunder.
The world needs the Globetrotters. Yes, so yes, true. Yes. They're amazing.
And there was the Thunder that I mentioned earlier in the show. So, folks, if you have your own favorite Harlem Globetrotters experience, share it with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. We always enjoy hearing from you. We're going to take a quick break for a few sponsor messages. There's still three more segments of RM World Travel to come today. Stay with us.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.